Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Kirks Crucifier. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I can't believe you think I sound better than last week. I still think I sound ridiculous.
You're definitely better than last week.
That was The Kirks, a track called Crucified from their latest album. The Kirks, Tony, are from Macclesfield.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy to say with false teeth. Macclesfield. what is their Bandcamp page?
thekirks.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed, and Kirks is K-I-R-K-Z, thekirks.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, poorly being internet 0, a far from auspicious start for me this week. Auspicious, that's a good word to try and say with false teeth. I've been giggling at my teeth. Great band, by the way, The Kirks, absolutely great band, great live, don't muck about. You know what you're going to get with them, my kind of band.
Excellent.
Yeah, there you go, you have that as a quote, my kind of band. 40B, Punky Radio. Like it. Counts, means nothing, does it? It means nothing. We've been doing this show for 10 years. 10 years we've been doing this show for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And has it all been for nothing? Am I nihilistic this week? Is nihilistic a difficult word with false teeth? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's enough to make me nihilistic. Anyway, I've got a false teeth tone.
Yeah, you still think you sounded better than last week.
Thanks. Thanks very much. I did get one text from someone who obviously played the show through but didn't hear the start of it when I said, I've got false teeth. Because he said, you sounded funny last week. Have you got false teeth? Oh, yeah. I don't know how... I suppose you could just skip a bit, couldn't you?
Yeah, maybe.
You could skip a bit of the show or something. Yeah, anyway. So, I'm going to read out a couple of things, Tony.
Okay.
Right, these are two messages I got. Actually, two messages that came through via Facebook.
Right, okay.
Right, but they were Facebook messages. They weren't posts.
Yes.
We're not very good at checking messages. Anyway, I went through and found a couple of bands and what have you. And these two messages. First one from Mike. Says, "Hey, guys, long-time listener of the show. You guys are very entertaining. I was wondering if you could let me know where I could stream or purchase a copy of the song Bunch of Cunts that you guys used in the beds of your show. Have a good one, Mike Riccardi." Well, Mike, I can do that, in fact. What's that?
It still makes me laugh. I'm such a child.
It's called Bunch of Cunts, first of all, C-A-N-T-S, as opposed to Bunch of Well-Known Rude Pop Star. And and it's at iTunes. You can get it at iTunes, can't you?
You can, yeah. Just search for Scourge.
Yeah. Scourge spelled S-C-U-R-G-E, The Scourge. And if you search The Scourge and Bunch of Cunts, you should be able to download it from there, Mike.
Yeah, probably cost about 79 pence. That'd be about it.
Or if you're in the States, 79 cents. Is that right?
That is right.
See, I don't see how that's fair.
It's not really, is it?
No.
Apple. Grr.
Yeah, but it's not fair, is it?
Because it's not fair, no, it's not.
If it's 79 of whatever your currency is, then people who are in Turkey, I know that they've got some instability in the east of the region, but the Turkish lira's fucked. I mean, they're getting their music for nothing. If they're getting if it's 79 Turkish lira, that's about 0.01 pence.
Oh, we'll have to get the Apple accountant and economist on and just discuss this.
Yes, I'm sure they'd like to spend the time doing that.
Anyway, we could sort it all out. Point,
I see 79 point. Pence is over a dollar.
That is right, though, isn't it?
79 cents.
Yeah.
If it's 79 krona,
yes,
for example,
yes.
£7.90. I'm amazed anyone in Norway's got iTunes. But they all love Apple. What's going on, Tony?
Don't know. It's shook me to the foundation.
Yes. It has it shaken me to the very foundation.
Yes.
I better read another message then. "Hey guys, as a fellow internet arseburger, it's taken me this long, open brackets, since the end of last year, close brackets, to say thank you for playing Wasted Days on Punky. Love the 10th anniversary special. Really got into Joe Carlin and the old Dry Skulls. No surprise, great band. Good job on the beds, Tony. Hope there's some goth. Goopa Goopa, Chris Hewitt." Well, we haven't got any goth this week, Chris, but we're getting close with a couple of tracks, I think.
Oh, it is getting to that time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well, yeah, no, I mean, next week we've got the full-on Halloween show.
Right.
That'll be next week. I've already picked the music. I'm very excited. But the next track this week, it's not a goth song. And there is one later on in the show that's not a goth song, but it certainly lends itself that way. But this one, Tone, that we're going to play two songs in a row now. But first up, now Joe from Scanner sent me this, saying, "Listen, this is my other band. Will you give this a listen?" Oh, yeah. Had a listen to this, absolutely loved it. A band called Losers After Midnight from central Pennsylvania, Tony.
Okay.
And the track is just great. So I love it when these guys, they're kind of our age, my age, you know, we're older people, Tony.
Right.
I think we can safely say we're middle-aged people.
Right, okay.
And I love it when middle-aged people just say, fuck it, let's get a band together and have a right old laugh.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, innit? And that's what Losers After Midnight have definitely done, Tony. What is Losers After Midnight's Facebook page?
facebook.com/losersaftermidnight.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie the Internet Nil, and this is Pterodactyl Attack.
This just in to the KLAM1 newsroom. Flocks of large flying creatures thought to be pterodactyls have been reported attacking citizens in KLAM1 broadcast and surrounding areas. Officials are advising citizens to take cover and remain indoors until reports can be confirmed and the creatures can be identified. Stay tuned for updates as we receive more information.
Flying by, our meteorites are falling from the sky.
Rich teeth, pterodactyl attack.
Carry away in a pterodactyl attack.
Rich teeth,
it's a pterodactyl attack. In the park, Dimorphodonge, strike in the dark.
Rats,
teeth, pterodactyl attack. Carry away in a pterodactyl attack.
Rats,
teeth, it's a pterodactyl attack.
On the 29 bus. People shouting, people shoving, people making a fuss. Some girl asked a man to whip out his pits. I tell you, this bus, it's really the pits. A son of public transit is plain to see. The night bus is killing me. Sleaze in my general direction. My general health is a far from perfection. Wherever I look, I'm being showered with germs. I wanna get where I'm going, but not on these terms. I'm stuck up on the transit and it's plain to see. The night bus, it's killing me.
Thank you. making me sick. A sudden public transit and it's plain to see. But not us, it's killing me.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MFC Chicken, another bunch of old men having a right laugh with a track called 29 Bus off their album, which I'm not sure it's out yet. It's out anytime now, their new album, but it's absolutely brilliant. Do make sure you get hold of it. What's their Facebook page, then?
Facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is.
Ah.
It's Tony 3, poorly being the internet nil. Oh dear.
Thought it was something different. Good.
I read a fantastic review of MFC Chicken, which is on the Dirty Water website. I think it's a Dirty Water website. DirtyWaterRecords.co.uk, is it, or .com? It's .co.uk, I think. DirtyWaterRecords.co.uk, I think. Type in Dirty Water Records, you'll find it. It's taken me too long, so I don't need to keep saying Dirty Water Records.
You don't.
But I did hear from Paul Manchester this week from Dirty Water Records, and so did you. Did you get the email?
I did.
Yeah. So we might have an advert on there soon. Brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks very much to Paul Manchester from Dirty Water Records. Anyway, there's a review of MFC Chicken. It's either on there or on the MFC Chicken website. By this bloke, and it's a long review, but what he basically says is, I really like this band, really like this album, but why do they keep going on about chickens? Really, and he doesn't like it. He gets angrier and angrier. This really good. He goes, I really like the song, but don't like the lyrics. Why do they keep going about chickens? What is it about chickens? Yeah, well, they're called MFC Chicken.
What's wrong with chicken?
The clue's in the name. He thinks they're childish. I think the bloke that reviewed that wants to lighten up.
A little bit.
Quite frankly. Because he says, absolutely great album, absolutely love it, but I wish they stopped going on about chickens. I think every single song they do should have chickens in it.
I think they should.
In fact, I might review them myself and say, this album can only be improved if more of the songs are about chickens.
More chickens, please.
More chickens, please. Anyway, yeah. Got any Facebook?
I do.
Great, means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Thank you to the Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Oh, thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
That sounds like Frankie Boyle. Frankie Boyle. Dirty Water Records.
Yes. If you are on Facebook, some of you are, some of you might not be. Do go to our Facebook page. If you are, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a tickle. Let us know.
Give us a tickle. Cheeky man.
Still trying on. Just get in touch. Let us know. Get involved.
I'm checking it.
In response to last week's show, I'm taking it. It was right. Joseph Sir Borg's been in touch.
Oh, hello.
He says, another great show. You'll always introduce me to bands I wouldn't have heard of otherwise, like Manic Shine. I love their sound.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Absolutely brilliant. Cheers, man.
Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
Hello. We do seem to get the same people every week.
We do, but I do like it. They get in touch.
It's great. They're becoming personal friends.
Yeah. Timo Schmidt says, Tooth Necklace. In other news, I miss unofficial openings, Mr. Paulie B. Yeah, you know, you were thinking about doing a couple, weren't you? Or
I was thinking of dusting off the scissors, Tony. But I can't be bothered.
Right, okay.
I basically can't be bothered. If you want to know what unofficial openings, just type in unofficial openings to Google and you'll find an old blog. I did it for about 2 years, didn't I?
Mm.
I did it for about 2 years and I just, basically, I went round unofficially opening things that were already open. Yeah. It was just, I had a right laugh. But then I left my scissors in Budapest.
Oh.
And that was it, really. Kind of after that, I saw that my heart wasn't in it anymore.
But you had all that ribbon.
All the same pair of scissors.
You had all that ribbon then?
What do you mean, all that ribbon?
I thought you had loads of ribbon.
No, I used it.
Oh, right.
I opened everything.
Ah, fair enough.
I was due some more ribbon.
Right. So you lost your scissors and you couldn't bother buying more ribbon. It's a good reason.
Yeah, well, it's like how most of the things I start end. I just go, bollocks.
Yeah.
But I would still like to do something with it because I had so much fun with unofficial openings. I did have so much fun with it. I got some great, met some brilliant people.
What was your favourite? Do you remember?
Well, you know what? Actually, one of the early ones, is this an interview? One of the early ones I did, when I unofficially opened Carefully Castle, very carefully, right? I really, really enjoyed that because it was the first time I got a rejection. Because I'd get random people to hold the ribbon.
Yeah.
Well, someone took a photograph of me cutting it. And I asked these people and they just said, oh, we don't think so. So then I got these other two people to do it who just thought, who'd heard what happened. They go, what's wrong with them? No idea. So I enjoyed that one. I did enjoy unofficially opening Laughter in Austria.
Okay.
Anyway, this show's not about me. Huh. But yeah, check out unofficial openings, Dirty Water Records. We've got another song. The music this week's mad, Tony, quite frankly. And it's just going to keep getting madder and madder. Band called Chugga-Boom. We've only played one track by them before. They are the new heroes of metalcore, my friend.
They are.
They are. And they're completely tongue-in-cheek. They're just a complete laugh band. They've got together. They're some of the best guys in metalcore. They're a secret band. No one knows who's in it exactly and where they're from and what they do. Anyway, they're all in other metalcore bands and they've got a band together to take the mickey out of metalcore. I'm not into metalcore at all, but I'm really into this band. I really, really like them. And obviously, you have to try and make out the lyrics, but if you can, it's really, really rewarding. So even though if you're only half listening, you go, oh no, it's just another one of those metalcore songs. It's not.
It's not, no.
It's taking the mic. So, Tony, what is Chugga-Boom's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Chugga-Boom.
No, facebook.com/Chugga-Boom UK.
Ah.
Paulie Bean Internet 1, Tony 3. The fight back begins. And this song is called That Time When I Made Out With Your Sister.
I like to talk into my scribes. Down. I'm 23. So you're out of time.
Vagine hang like sleeve of wizard.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Chugaboom that time when I made out with your sister. It's actually the title. It's got a hashtag TBT on the front of it, but I don't know what that means. I don't know whether that's just something that shouldn't be on the title of the song or whether it should, and I don't get it.
Hmm.
But I don't get a lot of things.
To be truthful?
No. Oh, could be, yeah.
Could be, something like that. Don't
yeah,
know.
Could be, yeah.
Anyway.
Could be Tony's big tits.
Could be. It's more likely, isn't it?
Tony's big fleshy moves.
Yeah. If
anyway.
Anything's like to trend, it is my man boobs.
Anyway. That's your line for the show. Dirty Water Records. If anything's going to trend, it's going to be my man boobs.
There you go.
Right then, Squire. Where are we now? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, yes. Did you do anything last week?
Mainly working, I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We're doing lots at the house. We had people in all day and getting stuff ready. We're knocking the shed down in the back garden, you know, things like that.
Right.
So pretty much house-centric as usual. What are you
up to? A bit of violence around bonfire night, eh?
I do like smashing shit up.
It's always the bonfire night. You just start destroying stuff.
Yeah, pretty much. Got to burn something, haven't you?
Yeah. Perhaps try the Catholic Church.
Okay. We'll do. What are you up to this week?
If anything's going to trend, Tone, it's going to be my man. Last Sunday, I went up to see my mate Steve at his pub, and he very cheekily asked me what I would like to drink in the pub, and I said, what would you suggest? And he suggested this one pint called Something SOS, with me not realising it was 6.6%. Well, I had two pints of it, mate, and I was all over the place.
Right.
I was not bandy. And then we went to see Devilish Presley in Kettering, and I was just leathered.
Right.
And I spoke to Johnny, I spoke to Jackie out of the band, but briefly, and I think they were just both looking at me like I was some weirdo. They knew who I was. I mean, they said hello, Paul, and all that, but then I think whatever was coming out of my mouth wasn't what I was thinking.
Right. Blimey.
Yeah. So
it was something to do with the two pipes and the false teeth.
I would think, what I would be thinking was, I hope you're looking forward to the set. It's a real shame you're stopping as a band. And what was coming out of my mouth was, but I don't want to drink. I'll bet loads. Right. And yeah. And but it's all right because he got drunk as well.
Excellent.
Johnny got drunk as well. And then I came back from there and then I woke up to Steve's pub where I was staying. And woke up this morning, which is always a relief.
True.
I mean, blues singers should be thankful. They should be much happier than they are, shouldn't they? Because they're always going, oh, I woke up this morning, something bad happened. Well, at least they woke up.
They are worse ways to start the day. Yeah, definitely.
Now, you don't want to go and see a goth gig, get leathered, and wake up with a hurting bum. Right, it's not my bum hole, Tony. It's like my tailbone, you know, the coccyx.
Coccyx.
My coccyx. I think it feels like, I don't know whether you've ever gone to sit down on a chair and someone comically has pulled it away from you and you've landed on your Harris.
Hmm.
But that, just right there, oh, like that, oh. And I've got a bruised bum bone.
Right. You don't want anal pain.
I haven't got anal pain, Tony. Hey, we never did get your story.
If you want to talk anal pain, your boy.
I think, yeah, you've got to tell that story. Make it a Christmas present for me, Tony. Make it a Christmas present. Look, we're talking too much. We've got a show to do. Sorry, man. I don't even know where we're.
Your
right,
fault.
Okay.
You said let's do the show on Monday.
I know. What's wrong with doing the show on Monday?
Look, this is what happens on a Monday. Clearly.
Quite clearly. Better play something from the vaults. I say this is from the vaults. I'm not sure we played it before. The band, the Rippers, are from the... This is funny, Tony.
Okay.
Right. We're going to play a track by the Rippers. The Rippers are from Cagliari, Sardinia.
Right.
I saw the Rippers in 2010 in Sardinia at a garage punk music festival called Prickly Pea Bowls. It was absolutely brilliant. Early today, when I was checking out the Rippers, I checked out a video of them on YouTube. You said the Rippers, 2010, Sardinia. I thought, ooh. And I watched it. I'm on the front row.
Excellent.
I was right there, rocking about with my head. Yes. It was the gig I was at. I was going, oh, this is brilliant. Anyway, they're a terrific band. 100 mile an hour, high octane, garage punk rock is right. How I'm describing the Rippers. Do you think that's fair?
That's fair.
What's their Facebook page, though, Tony?
Facebook.com/ The Rippers Band?
No, facebook.com/ The Rippers 666. There's quite a few bands called The Rippers. There's a French band called The Rippers. There's an American band called The Rippers. But anyway, these guys are, as far as I'm concerned, The Rippers. They're absolutely brilliant. You're going to love them. And it's Paulie B on the internet. Two, Tony Three. Something of a comeback. And this is Into My Trap. Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Rippers. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Yes. That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Hate Skype.
Yeah, it's mucking about, isn't
it? A little bit. Yes, more gigs. Twelve Bar, they have gigs on this week. It is on Holloway Road. Do check it out. It is a great venue. Do support it. It's already moved once this year. Go there if you are free tonight and want to have some kind of rock punk shenanigans going on.
On the news today, Tony, there was an article about the original 12 Bar.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
About dying venues, and they were at one point they were on Denmark Street and they were in Soho. And the good news that now, if someone build something next to a venue, they've got to soundproof their own building.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's a massive change. It's going to really help.
Good.
It's going to cut down on a lot of people going, we're only going to build this if those people piss off.
Mm.
So no, you're going to build it, you're going to soundproof it yourselves, otherwise you're going to shut up.
Good.
Yeah, like it.
So I've got three gigs this week. It's 203 Holloway Road, by the way, just in case I didn't mention it.
You said that too quickly, say it slowly.
203 Holloway Road.
There you go. 203 Holloway Road.
It is. It's the old Fibbers, I think.
It's an amazing road, Holloway Road.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's an amazing road. It goes from Highbury Corner to Archway, basically. And it's you watch London change as you go along the street. It goes from being, well, I can't really explain it. The road just changes.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a great road. And it's also where one of my favourite pubs in London is, Big Red.
Okay.
Yeah, if that's still there. Mind you, I've not been there for years.
I can't remember last time I went to London. It was a fair while ago. But anyway.
Right, anyway, well, that's a great conversation.
Isn't it just...
Tony's Thoughts in London. We peaked at half time, didn't we?
A little bit. So,
right, come on, let's hear about you.
This Wednesday, 21st, we have Emily Grove and What Would Jimmy Do?
I don't know.
But how much do you think it would have been on Wednesday evening?
Oh, I don't know. £3.
Free entry.
Oh!
Yeah.
Bargain.
Friday night, 23rd. Retribution Alive, featuring Ancient Ascendant, Avenge Ford, Formicarus, Possessor, and Orphan Gears.
Blimey.
A lot going
six
on.
£6.
It is £6.
Yes.
Finally, Sunday night, The Mighty Bard, Witching Season, Godsticks, and Without a Third. It's a Sunday night.
Godsticks. I'm going to start saying that. Godsticks.
How was thing on a Sunday evening?
Oh, man. Fiver.
Free entry again.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of free entries at the minute.
Well, yeah, it's sad, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It's the only way you can get people to go out. It doesn't cost me anything.
But do check it out. Do support it.
060, number 60.
Yep.
300 doors down from the beast. They won't even know.
Not a clue. Living in ignorance.
God sticks. If anything's going to be gonna be trending, it'll be my man boobs.
That's it then for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
We're having a bit of Skype nonsense, aren't we?
No, sorry. A little bit.
Rubbish this week. Because I'm having a right laugh making it. Anyway, Tony, I'm going to play you something else we've never played before now.
Okay.
Hex Thrower.
Right.
Hex Thrower, that's right. They're a kind of pretty big noise, acid blues rock, I suppose. But this is the one I think sounds a bit goth, this song as well.
Okay.
Reminds me a little bit of Bauhaus. Little bit.
Right.
But more rocky. But yeah, you'll see what I mean anyway. They sent this through directors saying, wondered if you'd like to try any of this out. I went, yeah, I would. So we're playing a track tone.
Excellent.
Let's see what you think of this. What is Hex Thrower's website?
Hexthrower.com?
It is. It's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 2, and this is Into the Unknown. You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hex Thrower, Into the Unknown. And to our shame, I forgot to check out where they were from, but I think they're American. I know that doesn't really narrow it down. But I think they're an American band. I will check when we'll play something else by them in a few weeks' time, I think, and I will make sure I do my research. Are you doing anything this week?
No, we're doing a lot of house stuff again. We've got the new fence being put up in place of the shed, and then we get painters in all weekend, and then that's pretty much the whole week. So it's a lot of just stuff going on at house, which is quite disruptive, is what it is.
Yeah,
but there you go.
I'm doing a gig at an RAF base.
All right,
and it's going to be my first gig with my new denture, my new false teeth. And I'm just going to be laughing all the way through it, because even though I'm just going to be laughing at myself, I think you're not supposed to do that. I'm going to find it pretty tricky, I think, because every time I try and do a routine, I'm going to burst out laughing every time I sound funny to myself, and I'm hoping everyone else will go along with it as well. I'm emceeing, there's not a lot of pressure, and I've got a great bill, actually.
Okay.
Simon King from Canada and Brian Damage and Crystal. Okay. Absolutely brilliant. It'll be a really, really good fun show. But it's closed to the general public, so that's right. It, because it's on an RAF base, it's for the RAF officers. Really, really nice bunch. I've done shows from before. Really, really good bunch. And that is pretty much what I'm doing this week.
Right.
I'm doing that, I'm getting paid, and then I'm lying low. I'm going to have a quiet weekend, Tony.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's it, really.
Okay.
And that's what I'm doing this week. I'll tell you what, driving back from Steve's today with a really sore bum, and I'd put my MP3 player on shuffle.
Okay.
I've never put it on shuffle before. I've never really got into the concept of shuffle.
Hmm.
But I put it on shuffle. Oh my God.
It's a new world, isn't it?
Good Lord. Well, I didn't realise all the stuff I'd got on there. And also, I discovered that because I was saying, in a row, I got Buddy Holly, then some vintage rap. Pump, pump, pump. Pump me up. Bendiment in our go. And then some German 60s pop star.
Huh.
But it turns out that my MP3 player on shuffle, my MP3 player really likes German 60s pop stars. I've got this fantastic 2-CD collection of, that's called Beat Fraulines.
Right.
Which is all obscure German 60s pop stars. Just girl singers singing really cheeky little songs and doing covers of well-known other songs. Tony's absolutely brilliant. I really do love it. Anyway, speaking of Beat Four Lines, how's her step?
Yeah, she's good, thank you very much. Yeah, good. Yeah. Keeping to herself and doing the house stuff. Yeah, she's doing well.
Well, I think we've found out quite a lot on this show so far, haven't we? We found out that if anything's going to trend, it's going to be your man boobs.
Of course.
We found out Dirty Water Records. Uh-huh. And now we found out that my MP3 player is a little bit obsessed with Beat Four Lines.
Hmm.
Best thing to do, play two songs in a row that could not be from two more unlikely bands to pair with each other. However, they do go together really well, as you will discover. First up, a band called Centurion Sect, that we played on the show quite a bit, all the way from Whitstable, Kent.
Yes, we have.
Which, what have we called Whitstable? Have we called it the punk rock capital of the Kent coast, or have we called it the garage punk capital of the Kent coast,
or have we
called it the rock and roll epicentre of North Kent?
I'm not sure. I'm sure they're all applicable.
Whatever. Whitstable rocks, the Centurion Sect from there.
Mm.
And this track is off their latest album, which I don't think is out yet. Another one that is still being made, I don't think it's out yet. Might be wrong. I've lost track a little bit. I should catch up. What is Centurion Sect's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
It is. It's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 2. It's a win, Tone. It's in the bag.
Excellent.
Stay tuned for the Svetlanas. First up, though, Kill Bill.
Here's a story Bill Mack told me. It pushes the bells, applauds a bit like tea. He went overseas to an army base, where the doctor cut his face, implanting there in a microchip. Push the button, he let rip. Remote control, killing machine. It's the governmental witch train. Their tracks, hypnosis and the torture rack. The true links in the Bill's head, and then his yes foulness was dead. Bill, we say the Bill, the voice says Bill. Down, down, down. A day commission and left to his fate. Was past his sell by date, but still waiting to do the hit. Bill smeared his walls with shit. Bill, we take the bill. The voice says Bill. Keeps his demons at bay. He goes to work at the store each day. On the till, where he met Jill. She said, I will. I'm having a bill. Always takes the kill. No boy being killed. Kill, 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 kill. Kill, Bill. Kill, 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 kill.
Knob cramp.
Put the facts on the roof. Fucking get these in a fool. He's the guy who wants a more. Looking so fast I'm around the wall. Oh my house. In front of frozen glass. He's the one we like the most. Oh yeah. In companies with us. It's the gift we love the most. Yes, father, put the last man on the roof. Fucking get these in a fool. Gimme, I wanna get the biggest feat for a Soviet queen. So, yeah, queen. And Father Frost with Raph, he's the one we like the most. Oh, yeah. In companies with Raph, it's the gift we love the most. Yes, Father! In Father Frost with Raph, he's the one we love the most. Oh, yeah. In companies with us, it's if we love the most. Yes, Father Frost!
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said that we couldn't have two more unlikely bands to go next to each other, to cuddle up, to twin up, if you will. We had Centurion Sex from Whitstable, then we had Svetlana's from Russia.
Nice.
But they're not from Russia anymore. They escaped. And they live in the US, I think, now. And a track called Father Frost. I don't know how I managed to not be aware of Svetlana's.
Right.
Until recently. They're absolutely brilliant, Tony.
Okay, good.
And should be checked out more. I think they've played their Warp Tour and things like that. They do all that stuff. And they're obviously a lot better known than I realised. You go on their website, which is...
Svetlana's.su.
Oh, good memory. It is indeed. Svetlana's.su. SU standing for?
Soviet Union.
Soviet Union. Not there anymore, but it is on the internet. Woo.
With my man boobs.
With your man boobs.
Trending.
You just wanted to say that again, didn't you? Dirty Water Records. Well, if anything's going to trend, it's going to be my man boobs. That was one of the greatest lines I've ever heard anybody say ever. Anyway, right. Svetlana's brilliant, is what I'm getting around to. That was a track called Father Frost. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got a twat?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so yeah, if you thank you for your twat nominations. If you do have one to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Do email me now. We had a twat update last week, and this week we have a twat.
And right. Yeah. Now, also, I'd really like a deluge of twat into the end of the year.
It would be nice.
It would be great, wouldn't it? Just to get a good run of twat.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So So Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He does seem to meet his...
he meets all this pressure.
Yeah, definitely. So he's hopeful. Hi, Tony. Here's a question for you. Is it okay for a band to split up three times, get back together again, do a final farewell concert and DVD, and then reform again? I'm sure there are loads of examples of bands splitting up and reforming, but not to the extent that these guys have done. I'm referring to, of course, to the Norwegian band A-ha. Not regular participants or listeners to punky radio, I expect. In 2010, they did a final farewell world tour, but 5 years down the line, it seems that they've had to have a bit of rethink, not money or success related, I guess. And here's a lovely pretentious quote from one of the band. To a certain degree, our common history and legacy is like a common fate, like a marriage. Some people stay married for the right reasons or the wrong reasons. Some people have to try other venues. I think for us, whenever a situation occurs that feels like it's going to go into a stalemate or an unproductive situation, it forces us to think long and hard about whether we would want to do it or not. I personally would like to be uncomfortable about doing something without feeling that it was the right thing to do. And that does change. What is right in 2010 is clearly wrong in 2015. I'm happy to admit it. So if constantly changing their minds, and cynically, I suspect, knowing that their fans will lap up any reunion, I nominate Magna Fure Holmen, Morgan Harkett, and Paul Waktar Savoy from Norway are twats. One for the punky jury to preside over. Result, regards, Sussex Saint.
There's no jury here. You can just go for it.
Fair enough.
So, I think I'll be talking about them in a second, actually. It's completely justified.
So for constantly changing their minds and cynically knowing that the fans will lap up any reunion, Magnus Fure Holmen, Morten Harkett, Paul Waktar Savoy from Norway, known as A-ha,
is a twat. Interestingly, Tony.
Yeah.
Two things about A-ha and Norway.
Okay.
Right. I once got a flight to Oslo and I got sat next to the girl who runs the UK A-ha fan club.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they go over to Oslo once a year to see Morten Harkett do a gig, whether it's with A-ha or not, and they've got all the UK fan club will go over there, so he's got that going on anyway. The A-ha fan club is still apparently quite a big deal. It's all these, they're screaming middle-aged women now, but you know, yeah. But I will say, just what an institution A-ha are in Norway. I might have told you this before, but the first time I went to Norway, I was with my then girlfriend, Linda. I went to see Linda, and we got to her flat, and she said, "Right, you want to watch some Norwegian TV?" I went, "No, it'll just be videos of A-ha, won't it?" And she went, "No, it won't at all. There's a lot more to Norway than A-ha, and that's very rude of you." I went, all right, turn it on. She turned it on, NRK1. I'm not making this up. She turned it on, dead on 8 o'clock at night. She turned it on and it came up, the story of Take On Me. And it was an hour on the making of Take On Me. And she just looked around at me and went, "Oh!" Just ran into the kitchen. I was absolutely wetting myself. It was brilliant. Anyway, yeah. So basically, any time that Norwegians say to you they're not bothered about A-ha, it's a lie.
Right.
They are. A-ha are very important to Norway. And any Norwegians who say otherwise are fibbers.
Right, it's a lot like the Germans with Hasselhoff, because they all deny that as well.
No, it's not, is it? Because Hasselhoff's not German.
It's true.
And he's not as big in Germany as everyone makes out, is he? That's all a big...
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
But we all think he's really popular, but they all deny it.
Yeah. Well, so you're saying he is. They're all secretly buying his records.
Yeah, exactly. They're just denying it.
It's not like the Germans to deny anything, do they? They Hasselhoff deniers. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're saying? The Germans have become Hasselhoff deniers.
You'll see. Look at any emails, they all deny it.
If anything's going to train, it's going to be your man piece. But this is another exclusive.
There you go.
Right. Last track this week, Tom. We might as well finish silly, eh?
Okay.
So, band now, I'm hoping they are pronounced Manifa. It might be Manifa. I'm saying Manifa. This band got in touch with us by Facebook, and I said, "Don't get in touch with me by Facebook, send me an email." And they sent me an email. And Manifa are from a punk rock from the Basque region, Tony. I'm not going to call it Southern France, I'm not going to call it Northern Spain, I'm going to call it the Basque region. Or one day, see, if it became its own country, what would it just be called? Basque?
I guess so.
I don't think they've thought of that.
That is true. Bass gland.
Bass gland. Bass gland, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right.
Bass gland.
Well, because Spain is just Spain and France is France. Basque could be Basque, I suppose, isn't it?
Could be.
And do you know, I genuinely don't know. Anyway, that's not the point. They're a terrific punk rock band, Tony. But they're interesting. Very interesting, in fact. And on all the songs they sent me, you can... I don't want to use the word Northern Spanish. There's a real Basque influence in their punk rock music. And also in the titles. And I love this. The title of this song, Tony, is El Gran Circo del Rock, which I think probably translates into the Big Circle of Rock. Which is brilliant. But anyway, they sing in what I assume is Basque. It's full on, it's mental. This has got a real sort of fairgroundy, bouncy nature to it. Mate, it's catchy as hell.
Okay.
This song is going to... You know the other week when I said this might be my favourite song this year? This might be my favourite song this year. And quite clearly, all the songs I like this year are mental. So, anyway, they do have some more straightforward punk rock available, but we're playing this because I listened to this. I just absolutely loved it. What is Manifa's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ManifaBasque.
Good idea. Facebook.com/Manifa.punkrock. But it is someone's actual page. It's not a page to like. So you can basically add Manifa as a friend.
You would
like to. They're brilliant, Tony. You're going to love this. I do. This is El Gran Circo. Oh, sorry. It's Paulie Beard in set 3. Tony, no.
4-5? No, yeah. 6-3, I think. Yeah, 3-6.
Was it 6-3? 6-3, innit?
Yeah, I think so.
Nothing. Tony 6, Paulie Beard in Internet 3. This is El Gran Circo del Rock.
¡Vale!
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. What a great song that is, Manifa El Gran Circo del Rock. We will be playing more from them in future weeks. Well, what a show it's been, Tony. We've really covered a few different topics, haven't we? Unofficial openings, your man boobs. But one thing we haven't mentioned at all is Ryan Giggs and Gary Neville, who've done a brilliant thing today. They bought a building that they're going to turn into a hotel in Manchester, and they're letting, and it's got squatters in it. And they've said to the squatters they can stay for the winter.
Oh, nice one.
It's just absolutely, but the squatters are absolutely over the moon about it. They've gone, we're not going to throw you out on the street in the cold. That's inhumane. Just don't mess the place up and we'll see you in spring. And they went, oh, top lads.
Very nice.
Absolutely brilliant thing to do. My faith in the human spirit, my faith in mankind, Tony, regularly takes a bit of a kicking.
Yeah.
As do I. But this, I suddenly went, you know what? That's the right thing to do. It's very rare that you hear football players doing the right thing. But that was the right thing. Anyway, I've got all mole at the end of the show. But well done, Ryan Giggs and Gary Neville of Manchester-ish.
Yeah, well done.
Yes, well done to them. Now, could you just quickly mention the online stations that carry the show?
Yeah, we are on Padunk, which you can find at Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. And we're on TBFM, which you can find at tbfmonline.co.uk.
We've gassed on for ages this week. Sorry about that. We'll try and keep it a bit briefer next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A-poo.
Bunch of guns!